conditional use number 2410, Nicasia Chavez Reyes.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a grocery store to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.23 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Garden Circle within the County Seat Garden subdivision. The 911 address is 58 Garden Circle, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 9, Parcel 122.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's elevation plan. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I could, Mr. Chairman, if I could introduce Ms. Penner, who is joining us from our Marriage Bureau today, to assist should there be a need for any language translation services. And I'd like to express our thanks for her being here at this later.
Indeed, thank you so much. Very helpful.
Good afternoon. Turn it on.
Hey, you're on. No, you're fine. You're
My first name is Danny, and my last name is Perez. I'm representing the agent for this conditional use 2410. This is the conditional use for the grocery store. And I believe we sent the packet and some additional information. I'm not quite certain if you have the site plan of the property and the person who actually owns the land. Any questions? The main thing here is that this is the grocery store has been operating for a little while, and the lady that runs the grocery, she is here in the audience, and the operational hours of that grocery store, it is everyone in the neighborhood approves it. Everyone seems to be don't have any major opposition to the operation of the grocery store, and it's very limited. Hours are basically from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday, and on Saturdays up to from 10 to 8, and then on Sundays it's from 10 to 5. And there is sufficient parking. I believe we sent the pictures. I'm not quite certain that you might have. I think you might have it on the ground there, but there is sufficient. There is a little bit parking available, so it doesn't it does not actually park. There's no parking, it doesn't interrupt any flow of the traffic into the other dwellings in the resident area there in that circle, Garden Circle. And the other thing that was very important is that the shop is toward the rear of the property, and it's a small shop. It's about 900 square feet. Any questions?
All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
How many employees work in this?
No employees, just the lady that runs the shop and her husband.
So two.
Yes, and they live in the resident that's right next to that back shop. They live on the property. So
okay.
There's not like they come and open the shop.
Are there any covenants with the community that would not allow a business to be within the community?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Are there any documents that, like HOA documents, that would
oppose it?
Yes.
No, not that I'm aware of.
So the gentleman that I met over the weekend was the husband?
Yes.
To the person who was, okay.
Yes. He's here too as well.
I don't have any other questions right now.
Okay,
Mr. Mayor. The lady that owns the actual property, and I think I did provide in the packet, she is the granddaughter of the lady that's running the shop. It's a family relationship, and they passed the land to the property to the granddaughter.
So, just to clarify, I don't see the young man that I talked with or tried to talk with here.
He's about 50-some years old. Was that the gentleman you spoke to? No? Okay.
More like 20s. So.
Oh, no. I'm not aware of that.
Just real quick, just for the record, we have pictures up.
We have pictures up on the screens. If you want to just describe what that shows, I think you talked about the parking. Does this show the grocery store in question?
Yes. The structure that's on the left, to your left, there is, I believe, that's the actual shop. You see it back there. And I believe there's a vehicle in front of it, like a black vehicle. That's the shop. That's the grocery store.
Roughly half of it, right, from the door, maybe about 8 feet over. Is that right?
Yes, about eight right. feet. And the resident, the actual resident is to your right, and right there to the resident. You can see it right there. It makes like an L shape. And there's a little storage area in the back there. But that's the grocery. You can see what I was talking about, the parking, that it doesn't protrude or interrupt any flow of traffic on the main street there. So anyone visiting the grocery store will make an entrance into that little sidewalk right there and then move all the way back to the end or park along the fence. That's all part of the property.
Here's anything else?
Are deliveries made within the hours of operation?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But most of the groceries that's actually that they sell there, the gentleman, he purchases it and he goes out to different locations to purchase, like Sam's Club, and some other areas where he will then resell. Now the shop has his license, and is also operating under an LLC. So he's got his business license, and also there is no. The shop does not sell any grocery. Like meat products. So there is very limited preparation of food or anything like that. So there is no health permit at this point. So everything is canned goods, everything in box. There is some milk and soda, but all that, it's actually nothing of that is where you have to wrap up or anything in the groceries. It's more like a convenience store. But there is no gasoline or anything like that.
An interesting store. So yeah, like I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Butler?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Board house or staff?
Just before you step down. So the access to it is from the internal subdivision road, not the Del Dot Road?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right.
Not from a Del Dot. That's the reason why there is no Del Dot report in there.
Okay. And then, just so I'm, because I'm looking at the survey that's in the packet.
Thank you.
If we had to identify it, it's within the, it looks like it's a 16 by 46 building in the back. In other words, you know, if we're going to limit the area of the store, that's where it's occurring?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So at the rear to your left.
Okay.
And you can see about the white facade right there.
Right, I just want to make sure it's the same as what shows up on the survey. So.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thanks. Hold on, somebody else might have questions.
Anything else? All right, so if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2410, Nicasia Chavez Reyes? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2410? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Just before we move on, just so it's in the record, Mr. Whitehouse handed me, there's the survey they just mentioned. We were looking online, the actual document in the file, there's a declaration about, you know, who has authority to speak and who's going to run the business. So just so you all have that, I'm going to hand that down, so it's part of the record. That's all.
Do we
Thank
need
you.
To worry about any HOA? Do we need to pursue
that? That's what, you know, so... typically, when we get situations where we have somebody wanted a conditional use for a business within a subdivision, we at least look to see if there's recorded restrictive covenants. You know, the county sort of way he approaches is that we're not bound by them, but we can't ignore them either. Kind of at least we need to know they're there and make an informed decision. So my suggestion on this would be when we come back to it to hold the record open, we'll look into that and then report back.
Thank you.
There was mention of some support from the community or... I don't know, maybe I missed that.
We could ask the gentleman to come back up.
Yeah. Sir, if you would come back up. Could you come back just for a minute, please? I think he actually did make a statement that the community. Yeah.
Did anybody else see the evidence?
The question is in regard to community support for the store. Is this... Can you speak to that?
Well, everyone is in favor of the store there. No one that's that we are aware of, that the lady that she's aware of, that's opposed, because it provides a little bit of a convenience to the neighbors, that the residents that live in that area, in that garden circle. So it's very convenient. The hours is very limited. It's not like it's open 24 hours a day, or open like, you know, 12 or midnight or 11 o'clock. So it shuts down pretty much at 7 p.m. So it's convenient, very extremely convenient. Especially, I just want to make a note, especially during the storm that we just had recently, a lot of people were very glad that they were there.
Yep. Okay, thank you. That's all.
Appreciate that. You didn't have any written statements, though.
No, unfortunately, we were hoping there were people coming in. There were supposed to be three individuals and also the actual owner who owns the whole parcel. And he didn't, apparently must be, he works in construction, so I'm sure he probably got tied up. But we'll provide that statement in the future, if so desire.
And just, I would also, just before Mr. Butler goes, you know, there's another hearing before county council on this, because the commission just makes a recommendation. You still have an opportunity for those folks to come
Absolutely.
To the county council hearing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long has this business been operating so far?
It's been operating for the last about 24 months.
And in the event that I would think having written statements might be helpful with your application, you know, when you go to council, depending on whatever the decision is here.
And but we were promised that we're going to be a total of 3 to 4 people adjacent of right there. So I thought perhaps it's always better to have the actual people there, better than a statement. I mean,
okay,
but,
appreciate it.
But I will definitely provide the statements.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Okay, commissioners, any further questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision today, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.